drain or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Let's just open up in prayer. We know, Lord, that you have got a desire for each and every one of us to walk in divine health. And we are striving and we're going towards that, and we claim it, we confess it, we decree it, and we receive it. We walk in divine health. We come against all that the enemy tries to throw against us, and we stand in righteousness that you have put on our lives, and therefore we can come boldly into the throne of grace and look into our Father's eyes and just say, "Hi, Dad." And he just wraps his arms around each and every one of us. He loves us and he takes care of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yesterday we were talking about healing, and we want to pick that up again today. But there's one thing we have to establish, and that is the fact that healing belongs to every child of God. So when you say, "Will God heal me?" the answer is an emphatic yes, he will. In fact, he has. But what you've got to do is operate according to God's ways. He says he calls things that are not as though they were. In other words, you've got to visualize that you are healed. You've got to see yourself with it, you and your loved ones, and you will experience it. So let's pick up the service right now.
You got to see yourself healed. You got to see yourself with a job. You got to see yourself in a good relationship. You've got to see it. And God gave us the mind and the brain that we can, we've got an imagination. We can imagine things that never been seen or done before. Right. That's imagination.
Amen.
Amen. You can imagine things that have not been done. I mean, you know, the guy imagined light. Remember? And boom. Then the other guys, the brothers, imagined flying. And boom. They imagined it before it was. So they hadn't seen it. They imagined it. You understand? So God gives us a capacity to have imagination and also to visualize. Visualize and imagination are different. He said to Abraham, it took 25 years for the promised child. Remember that? God came and told them, "You're going to have a son, and he's going to be the promised child, the son of promise." 25 years. So 24 years later, God comes to Abraham. His name was Abram, which meant father. He comes to Abram and he says to him, "Step out of your tent." He's in the desert, right? The wilderness. He says, "Look up, see the stars." He took him out at night. "Can you count them?" He says, "No way." He says, "That's how numerous your seed is going to be in the earth." Now, when you're out in the wilderness, not in a city or anything, and you look up, I mean, it's just beautiful, right? Just stars. You can't, it's amazing. And then he takes him in the day and he says, "Look down. What do you see?" He says, "Sand, lots of it." He says, "Can you count every grain?" He said, "No way." He said, "That's how many seed you're going to have." He started Abram to visualize. Then he said, "I'm changing your name. I'm changing your name to what? Abraham," which went from father to father of nations. What happened then was 1 year, 24 years to get there, 1 year later he had the child. Not Ishmael, that was the child of the flesh. Isaac, the child of promise, whereby the seed of Jesus would come through. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all them. And so all Abraham did was see stars at night and sand in the day, because he was living in the desert. So at night, he'd sit out there in a little campfire going, making food, talking to the people, telling them, "I'm Abraham, I'm the father of nations," speaking out, calling things that are not as though they were.
Amen.
"I am Abraham, the father of nations," when as yet he wasn't.
That's right.
That's why you say, "But how can I say I'm healed when as yet I'm not?" Do it the way God does it. I'm going to show you something in a minute. Now, and then he's looking at the stars. He's got the vision. of seed. In the day he's walking, taking the camels to water them, and he sees sand wherever he goes. He's got vision. You've got to get the vision, and you've got to speak it out of your mouth. You've got to see yourself with it. You've got to see yourself walking and dancing and swimming and healthy as can be. You got to see yourself with the money. You got to see yourself with the good relationships. You got to see it and you got to speak it. Rather than saying, I'm married to no good, never good person. You say, I married a godly man or woman, and I thank God that they serve the Lord with all their heart. When as yet they're still smoking, drinking, and lying on the couch watching TV. And you speak it over them. You speak it over their life. Now wait till they sleep. Don't speak to them. You will serve God. You just wait. When they're lying down, sleeping, or you're in another room, you just say, I know my husband, I know my wife serves God with all their heart. In the name of Jesus, I speak into the spiritual realm. I see it. I visualize my husband, my wife, sitting next to me at church and praising God and tithing and helping in the ushering, etc. I see it. I speak it in the name of Jesus. You're doing more good that way than you're doing bad. The other way, by complaining and griping, you're just making the problem stronger. He said, say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Say to the mountain. The problem is we say about the mountain. My husband's no good. What's the mountain? Your husband, no good husband. But you say about the husband rather than to the husband. Say to the mountain, not about the mountain. You serve and love God. Amen. Or oh me. Praise hallelujah. Now, right thinking brings a harvest of righteousness. Right thinking will bring a harvest of righteousness. You know, the Bible says the tree of a righteous man, or the fruits of a righteous man, is a tree of life. The fruit of a righteous man or woman is a tree of life. And they that win souls is wise. Right? So we understand that righteousness is something that I want to walk in because God made me righteous. It's something I want to walk in and be all that I can be. And go with me to James 3. James 3. I'm going to read something for you out of James 3. Turn to it in the Bible or on your phone or wherever. James 3:16 out of the New Living Translation. He says, for wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, the King James says, where there's envy and strife, right? Listen, let me just tell you something. When you fight your husband or your wife, it's pride. Period. Period. Because the scripture in Proverbs says, only by pride comes contention. No other way, only by pride. You're trying to prove you're right. You're trying to show them wrong. You're trying to defend yourself. Whatever it is, it's pride. Only by pride comes contention. So wherever there's jealousy or selfish ambition or envy and strife, look what it says here, there you will find disorder and every evil of every kind. Every evil of every kind. You know, when Jesus hung on that cross, there was every evil of every kind. Remember, he said, I'm surrounded by the dogs of Bashan. He said that. That was the demonic realm. Just rejoicing at the fact that Jesus is on the cross, thinking they had got a victory. But 3 days later, oh boy, 3 days later. So watch here. Where there's jealousy, selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil of every kind. Now, God says sickness is evil. In the Psalms, he says, an evil disease clings to me. David was speaking. That is considered evil. So when you're in anxiety and anger and strife and envy, and every evil is around you, you open up doors. Amen. And you need to just close the door. How do I close the door? Sorry. Amen. Forgive me. Lord, under the blood. Done. Done. And stop it. Well, I can't. I just lose control. I lose control. I'm sure you do. I do too. I do too. But I want to tell you, you can control it. The Bible says that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. That means I am subject to me. I can control me. But you don't understand. I just lost it. And when I lose it, nothing can stop it. You know, the most amazing thing happens. You're in the biggest knockdown fight in your life. And all of a sudden, you see the pastor knocking on your door. That fart will stop in 2 seconds flat. And you'll act like the sweetest little bumblebees in the world, full of honey. Hi, pastor. You were just having a knockdown that makes an MMA look tame. Right? But now, the pastor's here. You stop. You can control your emotions, your feelings. You can control it. Am I right? I've been in those situations. I mean, I'm human. I'm just like you guys. I've had my knockdown arguments. You think God gave me something special? You got no impatience. You got no anger. You got no this. You got none of that. You're different to all of them. No, the Bible says about Elijah, he was a man with like passions. Just like all of us. We are the same. Only Jesus is perfect. We're striving to perfection. We're striving to be and look like Jesus. And that's what God desires for us, is to be more and more like Jesus. Amen. That's what His desire is. But it's a work in progress. So don't feel bad if you lose your temper, or if you're impatient, or you cuss occasionally. Just know that it's getting less and less and less. I don't cuss like I used to. Well, thank God I don't anymore. Like I said, when I got saved, I had to drop a language. Come on, I had restaurants. If you want to have your ears burned, go work in a kitchen in a restaurant when it's busy. I'm telling you, the words, they discover new words in the kitchen. Amen. I'm not joking. And so we're getting better. Think about how you were when you first got saved. Wow, you know, I used to do those things and it got less and less and less. Now I don't do those. These I'm battling with still, but it's getting less and less. And when I do them, I immediately try to, oh God, forgive me and repent. We're getting better. We are getting better. God's got it. He says He's faithful and just to complete that which He begun. What God started in us, He will complete it. Amen. So you can't always look at yourself as, oh, I'm just a no good. Forget that. So I used to be a no good, but now I'm a child of God and I'm heading to something great. Amen. So many people see themselves as lost losers. They just see themselves as, oh, I could never do that. I couldn't learn to use a computer. Why not? Why not? How many of you have a cell phone? Well, I was around in those days when we still had the pickup phone and attached to a wall. You couldn't walk more than 3 yards. Hold on, I'm trying to do the stove, you understand? Remember that?
Yes.
I never thought I'd be able to use this thing.
That's right.
iPhone?
Yeah.
Good grief. But it's amazing what the human mind can do. It's amazing how brainy God made us. We can do absolutely anything. You can learn a computer. Yellow. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to learn a computer. Anybody can. My kids are teaching me. They're children. Amen. So, wherever there's jealousy and selfish ambition, there you'll find disorder and evil of every kind. Verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure.
Amen.
The wisdom from above is pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. Oh God, did you have to put that in? Just take that out. Willing to yield to others. Wow. Were you in the middle of that argument? I yield. You're right. Whew. But you can, because this comes from God. Now watch here. It is full of mercy. The wisdom from above is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall.